And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, A Racket Robs the Cradle, which first aired on August 17th, 1939, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet. With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato. Here's where we break a dramatic school racket. I won't pay it.
My daughter. Where's my daughter?
Hey, Casey. Here's all the evening papers. Where should I put them?
Where you always put them. Right here on the desk.
Yes. I can't understand what Fur Reeds wants with all them papers. Golly, ain't there enough news in the Sentinel without wading through all them others?
A publisher has to know what the opposition's doing, Axford.
Them others ain't worth the paper they're printed on. And look at me hands.
Why, Axford, don't you ever wash?
Suffering snakes, it ain't me, youngster. It's them papers. You can't even dry it.
Mr. Reed likes to have them as soon as they come off the presses.
For all the news the Clarion carries, they might as well print it in disappearing ink.
Oh, you're an expert on news.
I ain't been around as long as I have for nothing, Casey. No, take this here story.
Which?
Right here. The one of this here child star, Honey Bancroft.
It's an awfully cute picture of her, isn't it?
Holy crow, and you'll read secretary. I ain't talking about the picture. I ain't talking about the story.
Well, it's still cute.
Sometimes you phase me completely, Casey. Ain't you got no news sense?
Well, the Sentinel has that story too, Axford. The Clarion just added a picture.
It's more than that, Casey.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see what the Sentinel says about her? Child actress gets chance at stage role.
It's true, isn't it?
Sure it's true. But now look at how the Clarion gets all sensational about it.
The Clarion's a sensational paper, Axford. They always make a fuss about a small thing like a little
child. Robin the Cradle.
What?
Oh, that's the headline. Robin the Cradle. With a question mark.
Let me see that. The Clarion learned early this afternoon that... Axford, this is sensational.
Sure, that's the Clarion for you.
The Clarion scooped her.
Miss Kaser, are those the evening papers?
Mr. Reed, Axford found something in the Clarion.
What?
Golly, Reed, I knew it as soon as I seen it. Them yellow journalists scooped us for once in their lives.
Yeah?
The story about Honey Bancroft, Mr. Reed.
Well, we had that. It's common knowledge that she's due to get a stage role.
The Clarion has more than that.
Sure, Reed. Look under the picture.
I see. The Clarion claims there's trouble brewing between the girl's parents and her manager.
And the Clarion wouldn't be definite unless there's a grain of truth in it.
They must have gotten their information from Bullock himself.
Bullock? Who's he?
Well, Bullock runs a dramatic school for children. He also manages most of them.
If he gave the story to the papers, how come the Sentinel didn't get it along with the Clarion?
From what we've heard of Bullock, he's the kind of a man who'd prefer to use the Clarion.
What kind?
Good grief, you dumb lug. You never keep up with anything, do you?
There's been a lot of talk about Bullock. Shady talk.
You mean he ain't on the level?
I mean Bullock may be running a racket.
Huh? But how could he?
That, Axford, is what nobody is sure of.
Well, he surely can't be standing in the way of the youngster's career in this case, Mr. Reed. He has a big stage job lined up for Honey Bancroft.
Sure, that's what the papers all say. It's them parents that's running the racket, if you ask me. They're the ones that's putting brakes in the wheels of the kids' progress.
Not so fast, Axford. For all we know, the parents may have a perfectly legitimate reason for trying to hold things up.
Oh, that's what it is.
According to this story, they refuse to say.
Why not?
I don't know, Mr. Reed. They simply say they don't want their daughter to take the stage role. As for reasons, well, they don't give any.
Golly, that they must be coming to work.
Don't be so insistent, Axford. Whatever the game is, we'll know soon enough.
That evening, Britt Reed spoke to Cato, his valet, and the only living person to know him as the Green Hornet.
Get the mask and the gun, Cato. We're going to call on the parents of Honey Bancroft.
What for, Mr. Britt?
For quite a while, I've been trying to get some real basis for my belief that Bullock is making a racket out of the dramatic school he's running. And if these parents have backbone enough to stand up against him, they may be just the people I've been looking for.
I see.
We'll have to test them out first to prove that they have the interests of the girl at heart. And also to see just how stiff their spines are. We can't take a chance on people who have to crack when the pressure's on.
Do you have a plan, Mr. Britt?
A plan? That, Cato, depends on the Bancrofts.
Don't answer it.
What?
It may be Bullock. And perhaps he... Well, perhaps he doesn't like what we're doing.
Perhaps. We know blame well he doesn't. But if he thinks Honey's going through with this stage job on his terms, he's crazy.
There's no way we can really stop him.
We're trying anyhow.
Your name Bancroft?
Yes, who are... A mask.
Inside.
Who is it?
Oh. You won't be hurt. Back inside.
A gun.
This gun won't be used unless it's necessary.
We have no money. We're...
Who are you?
Look at this sticker.
What's that you put on the table?
Why, you're the Green Hornet.
The Hornet?
Is your daughter here?
None of your...
She is, eh?
Please, she's upstairs asleep. What you...
Who sent you?
We won't disturb her.
Are you in with Bullock?
Your daughter has a chance to become a star, hasn't she?
Yes, yes.
What are you doing, holding out for more money?
Now, look here.
Answer my question.
Oh, don't
is it money?
Him.
I don't see
Hurry.
What... Well, yes, if it's any of your business, it is money. Bullock's trying to force us into...
Oh, don't tell him anything. He's a crook. We can't get any help from him.
I've heard enough already.
Don't you dare go upstairs.
Your daughter is perfectly safe, Mrs. Bancroft.
She is in our hands. No crook like you or Bullock can...
You say that facing my gun?
Gun or no gun, you're not going upstairs.
You'll have to kill us both first.
That's all I want to know.
What?
Bancroft, you mentioned money.
Yes.
From whom do you want that money?
Why should I tell you?
Fuck, you want it for yourself?
Oh, no, no, of course not. It's Honey's future.
She's going to make plenty.
Bullock will make plenty, you mean?
I see. Your only concern is with the child.
It always has been. Honey is... Well, she's our only child. Bullock can't exploit her.
I've had enough of this.
No, you don't. Let go. Put that phone down. That's better. Now pick it up and replace the hook. Hurry. I don't like Bullock any more than you.
No honor among...
Never mind that. You want to lick him, don't you?
For Honey's sake, yes.
Whatever your reason.
Well, yes,
then listen to me carefully. I'm going to tell you what to do.
You can't...
And if you don't, well, my advice to you is don't even think of disobeying. The Green Hornet has an arm that can reach as far as the law. And farther.
This guy Bullock's a rat.
You saw him, Laurie?
Yeah, this A.M.
Did he explain his side of it?
In one word, contract.
What do you mean?
He's got that Honey Bancroft kid tied up six ways from the ace. tighter than an auditor checking an expense account.
Yes, I heard something about that.
Boss, whatever you heard goes double with that cradle robber.
As I understand it, Bullock enrolls a lot of children in his dramatic school. Well, does he really give them instructions in drama?
That isn't the kicker, boss. It's those contracts. Do you know where his racket comes in?
Well, I have a fairly good idea, but go ahead.
He showed me one. Every time he enrolls a kid, he slaps a contract in front of the proud parents. Any kid, any parents. It makes him their manager.
Well, a young starter like Honey Bancroft needs a manager who knows the ropes.
This guy Bullock has him hanging on the ropes. Once they put the John Henry on the dotted line, Bullock has complete say on every penny that comes in. Expenses, service fees, registration, publicity.
You mean he can deduct all those items before he pays anything to people like Bancroft?
Boss, if those poor suckers get a thin dime, then it's because Bullock made a mistake.
Well, then the parents are doing the right thing when they act as the Bancrofts are doing.
Right.
Looking out for the child's future, eh?
Much good a battle will do them. Bullock's got the law with him. Every item tight as a locked galley proof.
Lowry, did Bullock admit all this to you?
He showed me the contract. A grin on his face a mile wide.
I see.
I'm telling you, a self-respecting skunk would run from that crook.
Oh, where does he have those contracts?
In his office.
Did he open the safe to show them to you?
Safe? What safe?
Well, don't tell me he has all those contracts just lying around loose where anyone can get them.
No, he keeps them out of town. He had Honey Bancroft's contract here. Brought it in with him yesterday morning because he knew the Bancrofts were raising a fuss.
Brought it in from where?
His country place. Keeps them all in a safe out there, usually.
It's rather funny.
Huh?
Nothing. Simple the idea of keeping them out there.
Well, doesn't have much of an office here. Just part of the dramatic school. Probably too cheap to buy another safe.
All right, Lowry. On the way out, will you tell Miss Case I don't want to be disturbed?
No, sure, boss. And if you figure out a way to blast that racket, cut me in on the secret, will you?
Just as well Lowry didn't wait for my answer to that question. If he'd known that the Green Hornet has already started to work it out, and that I'm the Hornet, well... I don't want my ace reporter getting apoplexy. So Bullock keeps the contracts in a safe on his country place. It's a good thing his place covers several acres. There was a lot of activity there last night.
Boss! Boss! Holy mackerel, it's turning this big stuff.
What is it, Lowry?
The Bancroft kid, she's disappeared.
What?
Gone, abducted. The flash just came in.
Honey, Bancroft missing?
Bancroft just notified the police. No trace of her anyplace.
When did it happen?
They don't know. Sometime last night.
And the news got out just now?
The kid's bed had been slept in. The Bancrofts did a little looking around before they called the cops.
Hey, just a moment, Lowry.
What?
That girl's in line for an acting job, a big one.
So what?
Well, do you think it might be publicity?
A gag?
It's been known to happen in theatrical circles.
Yeah, that's true, boss. Even the Sentinel's been hooked on that phony stuff before. But this time, it's a real snatch.
Well, what makes you so sure?
The Green Hornet, that's what.
The Hornet?
The Bancroft pound one of his stickers.
Well, those stickers have been faked before.
The police checked, boss. That sticker's genuine.
Huh. Anything mentioned about ransom?
Not yet, but with the Green Hornet, it won't be long.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
He'll dig into them for plenty. There's only one angle I go for.
And that is?
If anybody pays out, though, it'll be Bullock. He's the only one who's got it. And, boss, I hope the Hornet takes all of it.
No, Mr. Red.
That's fine. They're going to be busy, and I don't want him around.
Something happened?
This appearance has been reported.
I see.
Two things the Green Hornet has to do, Cato. Restore Honey Bancroft to her parents and get those contracts from Bullock.
The little girls?
Not only Honey Bancroft's contract, all of them. Let's see if Bullock's in his office now.
Tonight, Mr. Red.
Just checking up. He's probably not there, but there'll be someone. There usually is in the theatrical business. Hello. Oh, let me speak to Mr. Bullock. Oh, well, where is he? Thank you.
You find out?
He's at the Bancroft's place with the police. We'll have to go there.
Mr. Brett.
Can't be helped, Cato. The place may be swarming with police, but we have to see Bullock. You got the mask and the gun.
I have them.
Go ahead, Cato. To the Black Beauty, through the secret panel.
Mr. Brett.
Yes, what is it now?
Maybe Bancroft talk.
About last night? Well, Bancroft can't talk, Cato.
But
he doesn't know where his daughter is. He only knows that she's gone.
I see.
It's time he had another visit with the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story. Parking the Black Beauty well away from Bancroft's home, Britt Reed and Cato entered the house from the rear. They crept toward a door and listened to a conversation.
Yes, I can see them through the keyhole, Cato. Bancroft and his wife. And there's Bullock. And yes, Lowry and Oxford, too. You know what to do?
Yes, Mr. Reed.
I want to get Bancroft alone. And at the same time, I want to make absolutely certain Bullock realizes he's up against the Green Hornet.
While Cato circled around through the darkened rooms until he was on the far side of the living room, Britt Reed continued to listen to the angry tones of the people inside.
You fools! That kid was a gold mine!
Please, Mr. Bullock.
Why didn't you watch her?
Bullock, if the Green Hornet wants a ransom, you'll pay it, won't you?
I'm just her manager, not her legal guardian.
But we have no money.
No, just unlike Mrs. Bancroft. Sure, Mr. Bullock will pay to get your little daughter back.
Who asked you to butt in?
Well, holy crow, Mr. Bullock. You can't talk rough to a couple of people what's having the grief they got.
I don't need a reporter to tell me how to act.
Oh, it's all right. He meant no harm.
Why don't we hear from the Green Hornet?
I tell you, it's those police.
Yes, but it's so late, you'd expect...
What?
Well, I mean, you'd expect to hear from him by this time.
If I know the Green Hornet, you won't have to wait long.
The door.
What's that? Look, pasted on the door.
Axford, that's the seal of the Green Hornet.
Holy crow, Lowry, don't I know it. Golly, I was just saying he'd be showing up.
Look!
An envelope under that seal.
That's it, the ransom note. Come on.
Let me see that.
I got it.
Well, what does it say?
It says, you will hear from me later. And it's addressed to Bullock.
Let me see it.
Get the police.
No, don't tell anyone.
My daughter!
In the excitement, no one noticed that Bancroft had not joined in the rush across the room, but instead had slipped through the opposite door.
You remembered?
I did as you told me.
We haven't much time. Bullock doesn't suspect.
No. Well,
come along.
Where are you taking me?
You want to see your daughter, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Then move.
Is she inside?
Why do you think we're here?
She's all right.
I told you before I wouldn't harm her. The Green Hornet doesn't do any lying, Bancroft.
Well, my wife and I were fools to trust you, but we were desperate. We couldn't fight Bullock ourselves.
Never mind that. Bullock will pay a heavy ransom, won't he?
Yes, he'll have to, I suppose.
You want no part of that?
How many times do I have to tell you? All we want is security for Honey's future. A chance to get some of the earnings that are coming in. The money that Bullock is keeping from her. It's not for us, it's for Honey, I tell you.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bancroft, the Green Hornet, is known as a criminal. You got your daughter away from Bullock, I get the $50,000. What I do with it is my business.
Yes.
Now we're going in to talk to your daughter.
But you're masked.
Well?
Last night she was too sleepy to notice anything, but now you'd frighten her, scare her out of her wits.
She won't know who I am.
What do you mean?
You know I'm the Green Hornet.
Yes?
And don't tell your daughter that.
I see.
Leave the place dark. She'll never know.
You'll be sure.
You go in there. Tell her you brought a friend. A friend, you understand? And go ahead. I'll come in later.
I came as soon as I could, honey. You're all right?
It was fun, Daddy. I didn't mind.
You don't know how you got here?
I guess I was asleep all the time. You brought me, didn't you?
You weren't lonesome?
Gosh, I missed you and Mama something fierce.
Oh, honey dear, we're doing this for you. That's the only reason.
What's the matter, Daddy? You sound so funny.
The things you ought to have by rights. They're yours, not Mr. Bullock's.
Don't say that name. I hate him, Daddy. I hate him.
I can't blame you, honey.
Oh, who are you?
I came with your father.
It's so dark. I can't see.
He's a friend of mine, honey.
Wait, I'll put on the light.
No, we can talk here in the dark. Honey, you're quite an actress, aren't you?
My daddy thinks so.
Bless you, honey. Remember, you promised me.
Don't worry. Honey, you're going to do something for me and your father.
Now?
Not now. Later. You're to go with your father someplace.
Is it a surprise?
Yes, that's it exactly. A surprise.
Who am I going to surprise?
A man you dislike. Mr. Bullock.
Morning, Miss Case. Oh, what are you excited, Laurie?
Holy crow, Reed. Where have you been? Last night
I saw the paper on my way down, Exford.
See, I told you everyone knew Bancroft is gone, as well as his daughter.
Skip that, Casey. It's something else, boss.
Bancroft hasn't come back to town, has he?
No.
Don't tell me the girl's popped up.
Golly, Reed, will you listen? It's a scheme to get to school.
On the Bancroft case?
On the entire thing, boss. Exford had the idea, so let him spill it.
Exford? I don't believe it.
What is it, Exford?
Well, Reed, you know how Bullock got a note last night saying he'd hear from the Hornet?
Yes?
Well, I'm planning to go with Bullock.
When he meets the Hornet? Well, it's impossible, Way. Even the police, they know enough to stay out of sight.
He won't know Axford's along, boss.
Reed, Lowry's going to smuggle me into the trunk rack of Bullock's car.
The trunk rack?
I'll be trailing along wherever Bullock goes as close as I can get.
But Michael Axford will be right with him.
Yes, that's an idea, Axford.
When he delivers the ransom, I'll be Johnny on the spot.
On the spot is right.
Oh, there'll be plenty of action.
Axford, I don't doubt it. Perhaps, more action than you've bargained for.
That evening, Bullock received a phone call at his office. A phone call that came from the Green Hornet.
Hello?
Bullock, you know who this is?
Well, the Green Hornet, I imagine.
You want Honey Bancroft?
I'll pay anything within reason.
You'll pay $50,000.
$50? Yes, I'll pay. How shall I get...
You drive out along the river road.
1 mile by your speedometer, past the bridge, throw the money to the left-hand side of the road.
Yes, I understand.
Then you go on to your country home and wait.
My country home?
And I advise you not to try anything funny. It's easy to break into that office of yours and remove anything of value if you don't do as I say. And last warning will be enough for us to make him bring Honey Bancroft's contract out there with him, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Bitt.
He has no way of knowing Honey Bancroft and her father are already here at his country home this very minute.
We are here, too.
Originally, I planned to wait here for him, but Axford's scheme upset those plans.
How, Mr. Bitt?
We don't dare take the risk of getting that contract from Bullock with Axford around. He might recognize my voice. But that contract must be destroyed.
How?
Lowry said Bullock kept all these contracts in a safe out here. It's around someplace. We've already covered the other three walls. You try that picture.
Yes, Mr. Bitt.
Never mind.
You find it?
Here it is. A simple wall safe. Yeah, I'll open it in a jiffy. Meantime, give me that package.
Just one.
You better open it while I'm working on this.
After a short time, Britt Reed's efforts were successful. The door of the wall safe swung open.
Fine. A cylindrical safe. You notice how deep it is, Cato, and how dark?
Yes, sir.
And here are all of Bullock's other contracts. Now, that racket of his certainly pays. Well, we'll get his $50,000 and donate it to a theatrical charity, Cato. As for these contracts...
Mr. Britt, you're not taking them?
Those contracts stay in the safe.
But...
Never mind, we have much time for talk. Did you open the package?
Yes, sir.
Movie film, a package of matches, and one rubber band. They all go into the safe, Cato.
I don't understand, Mr. Britt.
It's a little surprise for Bullock, Cato. Just as I told young Honey Bancroft not so very long ago.
When he had finished with the safe, Biffrey left it open. He and Cato left the house. A short time later, a car drew up before the entrance. A man got out, crossed to the door, and entered. As he reached the living room, he stopped.
Well, here I am. My country place. Dropped the money off where the Hornet told me to. Now, where's the kid? What the? The safe's open. I wonder if... Someone coming down the stairs. Open safe. If that's the Hornet, I'd better get rid of this contract.
Quickly, Bullock shoved the contract in with the others and slammed the door of the safe.
There. Take him a while to open it again. By that time, the police will be here.
Hello,
Mr. Bullock.
What the?
Yes, it's us. I guess you paid that ransom, eh?
I did. Let me tell you, your kid will work it out, every penny of it.
You found him. Let me shut this window up a little, and I'd be right inside.
You? How did you get here?
In your auto. Golly, you sure got an uncomfortable trunk rack, even if it is plenty big.
Are you tired?
Oh, holy crow. Not as tired as you must be. Golly, you ain't even scared.
Why should I be?
Why, the Green Hornet. The fellow with the mask.
I didn't see anyone with a mask.
Stop lying.
That's right, honey. You must always tell the truth.
I am telling the truth. I didn't see anyone wearing a mask.
Suffering snakes.
It's a car. It must be him, the Hornet again.
Don't be a sap out of your life. It's Lowry and the cops.
Did you get him?
Honey, Bancroft and her father. Mike, did you see the Green Hornet?
He's gone long ago. Imagine the nerve of that crook. He brought them to my own place.
Huh? This is your place?
Lowry, there's something screwy here. The little girl claims she didn't see the Hornet.
She did. Wait a minute. You sure you didn't, honey? A man wearing a green mask?
No, I didn't see anyone but my daddy.
Maybe the boss was right. Who brought you here?
Why, what a silly question. My daddy, of course.
What?
Holy mackerel, it's a publicity gag after all, Axford. Just like the boss said.
You mean these two cooked it up between them?
That's not so.
It sure looks like it, Mr. Bullock. The police won't like it.
Hold it, Sarge. It's no crime. But it sure made suckers of the press.
Don't be an idiot. I paid out $50,000.
Says you.
I did. But I'll get it back.
No, you won't, Bullock. You're not my daughter's manager anymore.
I have her contract, haven't I?
How do I know the Green Hornet didn't take it?
Oh, cut out this farce. Where is that contract, Bullock?
Right here in the safe. Trying to get out of it, eh?
Okay, open it.
Sure. What the?
Holy crow, Lowry. The whole safe's on fire.
My contract's burning up, every one of them.
Wait a minute, Bullock. You can't do anything. They're gone already.
That blasted Green Hornet.
Wow, I don't know how it happened, but it did one thing. It smashed our racket right out of circulation. Without those contracts, Bullock, you're done for. You and your cradle-robbing racket are finished.
See, Cato, that old movie film is highly inflammable. Bancroft had orders to make a noise as soon as he saw Bullock notice the open safe.
I see.
Afraid that it was the Hornet again, Bullock naturally tossed in the contract and closed the safe. And when he opened it again, the matches were just in the right position to start the blaze.
Personal paper! Dramatic school racket smash! Green Hornet involved in publicity gang! Read all about it!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet, Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.